And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today we begin a new book, boys and girls, and we're going to call it The Canine Mutiny. It all dealt with the sudden disappearance of Bunny, Sparky's little Boston bulldog. We had been listening to the radio and watching television one evening. We decided to go to bed early, and Sparky's dog, Bunny, had been outside for a little run. Since the storm was coming up, we decided to turn in. And when we were outside on the front porch, we couldn't find Bunny. No matter how much Sparky called, Bunny was not around. Listen.
Junkie isn't out here anywhere.
Maybe he's in back, standing on the back porch by the kitchen door. Have you looked there?
Yeah, maybe he is. Yeah, I bet that's where he is. I'll go back there. Well, I tell you, Bunny's so afraid of storms with the wind blowing the way it is. I'll bet he's leaning up real close to the kitchen door, just shaking all over. Oh, poor Bunny, I feel sorry for him.
Well, then let the poor little dog in. He's awfully scared out there in the storm, you know that.
Usually he keeps scratching on the door. Well, then he's really scared. Come on, Bunny. Come on in. Come on. Bunny? Bunny? He's not here. Bunny? Here, Bunny. Where are you, Bun? Bunny? Poor Big John Bunny's not there either.
That's odd. Bunny doesn't usually go very far away, and with this storm coming up, you'd think he'd make a beeline right back to the house.
Ooh, it's starting to rain now. Real hard, too. Here, Bunny. Come on home, Bunny. Here, Bunny. He's just not there, Big John.
Yeah, it doesn't look that way, does it?
Maybe he's lost. I heard. Oh, Big John, we just got to find Bunny. We can't let him out there all night.
No, I know we couldn't do that. It's raining hard, but I guess we're going to have to go out and look for him. Get our raincoats and hats, Sparky, and our flashlights, too, and we'll just go out there on a little expedition and see if we can't locate him.
Yeah, and then we'll go out and hunt for him.
Sure.
Okay, well, here's the raincoat right here in the kitchen. Here's your hat, Big John. And let's see, where's the flashlight? Oh, it's just in the drawer over here. Okay. Boy, it sure is raining hard out there. Do you think Bunny is getting wet?
Oh, I don't see how he could help but get wet, Sparky, with that rain.
You don't understand this. Bunny is always so afraid of storms. I don't see how Tommy's staying away from the house now.
Well, that's the only reason I'm willing to go outside in this storm to look for him, Sparky. If I thought he was perfectly all right, I'd stay indoors and just wait for him to decide to come home.
If you thought he was all right? Okay, John, do you think something's wrong with Bunny?
Well, I don't know, Sparky. There's no way of telling that.
Well, then why'd you say that? Do you think Bunny's hurt or something?
Well, let's face it, Sparky. Bunny never goes very far away from the house by himself, and he's always afraid of storms. Why else would he stay away from home so long on a night like this? You can't tell. He might...
Oh, come on, let's go. We've got to find that little fella. If he's out there in the rain somewhere, hurry, I'll find him.
Well, so do I. All right, come on, let's go look for him.
Wow, it sure is raining now.
Now, first let's go around to the front of the house and see if he's out there, huh?
Yeah. He might have run around to the front while I was going to the back door. Then, Big John, I would think that the best place to look for Bunny would be back in Wobbling's Woods.
Yeah, but let's go around to the front of the house first. Let's go around the side here and check if he's in by any way on the front porch or the side porch over here.
Who's out there?
It's only us, Howard. Big John and Sparky. We're looking for Sparky's dog.
I guess Mr. Boston thought we were burglars, huh, Big John?
I suppose so. It certainly is raining hard. Look, I don't know if we're going to be able to stay out very long in this looking for Bunny.
Oh, Big John, we just have to. We can't let Bunny stay out in this rain all night.
Well, all right. Come on, let's look on the front porch first. Here, flash your light up there. Put it over there by the door.
Here, boy. Where are you, boy?
Bunny. Doesn't seem to be up there. Well, Sparky, I'll let it up to you. Do we stay out here in the rain and look for Bunny, or do we go in the house and go to bed?
Oh, Big John, I couldn't sleep knowing Bunny is outside in the storm. Come on, let's go back to Wobbly Wood before I'm back.
Well, okay, lead the way. We've been out here in this storm for quite some time now. Don't you think we should go home now?
Yeah, I guess so. Guess Bunny's just gone. Well, okay. Let's go to the house and go to bed.
No, I want you to understand, Sparky. I hate to leave Bunny outside in this storm, but there's nothing more we can do. We've looked just about everywhere possible. Right? Any place we think he could possibly be. So, come on. Let's quit in the house. Let's go to bed.
Bunny's still outside in that storm. Oh, midnight. Bunny's been outside for almost 4 hours. I think I'll go downstairs and see if he's on the porch. He might have come back while I was asleep. Hope I can get past Big John's room without waking him up. Boy, between Big John snoring and that storm, I'd never hear Bunny up even if he barked outside. Sure don't see how Big John can sleep like that with Bunny lost. Well, he's down the steps. Oh, me, why did Bunny have to disappear on a night like this? Poor little doggy. Somebody's scared to death. Maybe I'd better look out on the front porch while I'm here by the front door. Hoo-wee! Still raining as hard as ever. Here, Bunny! You out there, Bunny? Bunny's just not here. Well, if Bunny's not at the back door, I don't know what to do. Boy, that lightning sure is flashing outside. Poor Bunny is more afraid of lightning than anything. I just can't imagine how he'd stay outside. Well, let's take out and see if he's on the back porch. Bunny! Bunny! Here, Bunny! Come on! Bunny! There's nowhere in sight. Poor little dog. Been working that little guy. Well, just might as well go back up to bed.
Yeah.
Okay, Big John, I hear you.
Well, let's get moving.
Hey, this morning. Oh, it's light outside again. And the storm's over.
Sparky!
I'll be right down, Big John.
Well, hurry up. Breakfast
okay, I'm coming.
Ready. Come
I'm coming
on.
All the way. Here come. Well, where did a funny came back at? Hey, Big John? Big John?
Yeah, what is it? Hey, surely you're not washed and dressed all right. Now, look, how many times do I have to tell you about coming downstairs without your robe and slippers on?
Well, Big John, I was just anxious to get down here and see if I had come back.
Well, no, he hasn't come back this morning. I was out on the front porch to bring in the milk. He wasn't out there in the front any place, and I just now looked out on the back porch. He's nowhere around.
Oh, boy. He's gone for good if he hasn't come back by now. Did you look real good when you looked outside?
Well, Sparky, I even looked under the back porch. He's nowhere around, that's for sure. Look, I'll put an ad in the lost and found section of the newspaper today, Sparky. Maybe
no,
we'll get some
no
help on that.
No telling even if he's alive.
Well, I'm sure he's all right. Let me sit down here and eat your breakfast.
I don't know how I could eat any breakfast with Bunny. Maybe hurt or maybe even dead.
He's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, see. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? I think Bunny's at the back door. Bunny, is that you, boy? Is that you? Hey, it is Bunny. Bunny, you're back. Oh, boy. Oh, come on. Give it, Bunny.
Oh, George, he is back. Hey, that's funny. He isn't even well. Now, where in the world could that dog have been during that storm?
Oh, he's back. He's home again. I'm so happy. Oh, boy. Oh, Bunny. It sure is good to see you again. Where were you all night during all that storm? Don't you know you had me worried? You old bad dog. Boy, I couldn't figure out where you were. Big John and I went outside in the rain and we looked all over for you. Hey, by the way, how come you aren't wet? Didn't stop raining too long ago. You sure couldn't cut and dry in that short a time. Hey. Now, this is sort of a mystery. Where could Bunny have been during that storm and not gotten wet? Bunny? Now, this is something. Hey, maybe this is the beginning of another big mystery. Where did Bunny spend the night? Huh.